And now, with another question laundered, ironed and aired, here's Diana O'Carroll.
This week we're hanging out to dry in the cold.
I'm David from North Wales. I'm interested to know whether leaving washing out on a line during freezing weather, even though it might be sunny, is a good idea.
So will clothing dry outside in the winter?
I'm John King and I work at the British Antarctic Survey here in Cambridge. Well, even when it's very cold, washing can still dry, but it may dry so slowly that it really just isn't worth it. The reason washing dries is because water evaporates from it. Now, if a wet surface is in contact with the air, some molecules of water will leave the surface and go into the air, but at the same time, molecules of water vapour from the air will be coming into the surface. Eventually, we reach some kind of equilibrium where the amount of water leaving the surface is the same as the amount coming in. We then say that the air is saturated with water, and once the air is saturated, no more evaporation can take place. Now, if we look at the basic physics underlying this, we find that the amount of water that air can hold when it's saturated depends very strongly on temperature, and the warmer the air is, the more water it can hold. So evaporation tends to proceed much more quickly when it's warmer than when it's cold. But even when it's quite cold, as long as the air isn't saturated, your washing will dry, but it may dry very, very slowly, and it may rain before it gets dry. In general, we don't hang washing out to dry in the Antarctic because it is so cold that things would take such a long time to dry. Maybe on a really nice sunny day in the middle of summer, you might get the tea towels dry or something like that.
Evaporation does require energy, and the warmer the air, the more energy there is to remove dampness from your washing. But as our forum goer Eric Taylor said, it has more to do with the relative humidity than temperature. So if you live in a dry but cold area, you might be better off hanging out your washing than if you were in a hot but humid country. And something similar can happen in the Antarctic, where, in a region called the Dry Valleys, there is no ice or snow on the ground because what does land there is sublimated directly into vapour. And we have another weather-related question for next week.
Dear Naked Scientists, I am especially curious to know if there was some shift in the seasons a long time ago, that if we imposed our calendar system to the time of the dinosaurs, for example, would we still find the season similar to autumn, occurring around October, or would this season have occurred at some point earlier in the year? Best regards, Yasu in Canada.
Were the seasons always the same? Was the length of the year even the same several hundred million years ago? Let us know the answer by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com or by writing on the forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you, Diana O'Carroll. And as Diana just said, you can get in touch by email or via the forum if you think you know the answer to this week's question. You can also find our question of the week on iTunes or on our website as its own independent podcast. But that's all we have time for this week. We'll be back next week to look at water pollution, finding out how pollution affects aquatic ecosystems, how hormone mimics in the water can change fish populations, and Mira will be visiting a sewage works to find out what happens after you've flushed. If you want to catch up with anything we've done, see our experiments, or follow up any of the news stories we've covered, join us online at thenakedscientists.com. So all that remains is many thanks to Michael Coleman, Tom Drummond, Paul Penn and Lewis Arguello for joining us on the show this week, and to our production team Mira Senthilingam, Diana O'Carroll, Dave Ansell and Tom Simpkins. Get your science questions in to chris@thenakedscientists.com and have a great week.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.